You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. I'm Joe Vicnicki for KFSK News, joined online today by Cody Moore, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Today is the 4th of August, 2021. Hi, Cody.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's maybe start off by taking a look back at the month of July in the Petersburg area for precipitation and temperature, and what did our numbers look like?
You know, July across the Petersburg area was above normal for temperature-wise and below normal for precipitation. Our average temperature was about a half degree above normal, and then precipitation was, we actually only received half as much rainfall as we normally see in July. So we only had about 2.5 inches compared to the 5.5 we normally see.
Okay. And then where does that put us for the year to date in this area?
You know, so far for the whole year for Petersburg, we are still a little bit below average for precipitation. We've received about 46 inches of rain so far through August 4th, when normal right now would have been 50.5 inches. Now, when you're comparing this to 2020, last year, which was a very rainy summer, by this time we had already received almost 60 inches of precipitation. So we are quite a bit drier than we were this time last year for the year.
Okay. So a good 14 inches less than last year. I know at this time last year we were talking about setting that summer rainfall record, but we are nowhere near that this year.
That is correct. Nowhere near setting that summertime rainfall record. We've been a lot drier this year, although it was just a little bit below normal, but we're not too far below.
So I know we're putting some rain in the bank this week. Currently, we've had some pretty good rain last night into today. What does this system look like that's moving through the region?
Yeah, we have a low that is sitting in the Gulf, and that's drawing in a lot of moisture right off the Gulf and spraying it over the panhandle. So right now we have the highest chance for rain today and tonight. Showers continue into Thursday night, and then we have a drying trend through the weekend. So rainiest portion of the week will be today.
Okay, and you saw some pretty good rainfall amounts across the region, it looks like, from a post I saw on Facebook.
You know, the Ketchikan area got around 3 inches of rain overnight. The Petersburg area got just a little bit less.
So a little bit drier weekend to look forward to.
Yes, a drier weekend ahead. Looks like highs in the 60s, partly to mostly cloudy skies, and then more wet weather returns next week.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in, Cody.
Thanks for having me.